Bueno, ingresa en estos momentos el señor presidente de la República, doctor Tabaré Vázquez, y los invitamos, por supuesto, a tomar asiento. En primer lugar, los convocamos, los invitamos a silenciar sus celulares o ponerlos en modo de vibrador. Así ya podemos dar comienzo a este encuentro de particular importancia y, ante todo, por supuesto, darles una cordial bienvenida a todos y todas. Gracias por acompañarnos. El motivo que nos convoca es la ceremonia de entrega del título doctor honoris causa de la Universidad de Deakin al señor presidente de la República, doctor Tabaré Vázquez.
Good morning. We ask you to please silence your cell phones. We welcome all of you to the ceremony of award of the title of Doctor Honoris Causa, Deakin University, to the President of Uruguay, doctor Tabaré Vázquez.
Agradecer, por supuesto, la presencia de las autoridades nacionales que nos hacen el honor de estar en este encuentro de particular importancia, destacar la presencia del señor embajador de la Mancomunidad de Australia, Noel Campbell, así como también la cordial bienvenida a nuestro país al señor vicerrector de la Universidad de Deakin, profesor Gary Smith, a la señora decana de la Facultad de Ciencias, Ingeniería y Medio Ambiente, profesora Karen Hapgood, que también nos acompaña en la mesa, y por supuesto los miembros del cuerpo docente de esta prestigiosa universidad.
We are grateful for the presence of the national authorities and the ambassador of the Commonwealth of Australia, Mr. Noel Campbell. We also welcome to our country the Vice Chancellor of the University of Deakin, Professor Gary Smith, and the Dean of the School of Science, Engineering and Built Environment, Professor Karen Hapgood, and members of the faculty of the university.
La Universidad de Deakin fue creada en 1974 con su sede central en el estado de Victoria, Australia. Cuenta con 4 centros de enseñanza y una población estudiantil que en este momento se aproxima a los 60.000 estudiantes, destacando que 1 de cada 4 provienen del extranjero. Gracias al acuerdo firmado entre la ANI y la universidad en el año 2015, un promedio de 8 estudiantes uruguayos realizan cursos de maestría y doctorado en la universidad cada año. Las actividades de colaboración a nivel de proyectos y de becas se dan principalmente en el área de desarrollo regional sostenible, área en la que la universidad se destaca obviamente en forma muy especial.
Deakin University was created in 1974 with headquarters in the state of Victoria, Australia. It has 4 campuses and a student population that currently amounts to approximately 60,000 students, where 1 of every 4 students comes from overseas. Thanks to an agreement signed between the Uruguayan National Research and Innovation Agency, ANI, and the university in 2015, an average of 8 Uruguayan students attends master degree courses and doctoral programs at the university each year. Cooperation takes place for projects and scholarships, and mainly in the area of sustainable regional development, where the university particularly excels.
Bueno, damas y caballeros, el objetivo de particular importancia de esta convocatoria. Por unanimidad, el Consejo Directivo de la Universidad de Deakin decidió otorgar el título doctor honoris causa al señor presidente de la República en mérito a su liderazgo y movilización social en materia de educación, salud y actividades científicas. Un verdadero honor.
Ladies and gentlemen, the members of the Executive Council of Deakin University have unanimously decided to award the title Doctor Honoris Causa to the President of Uruguay for his leadership and social mobilization in education, health and scientific activities.
Les comentamos también que en cada una de las carpetas que tienen allí pueden seguir la traducción, obviamente en español, de los discursos que se van a brindar aquí en inglés en la mesa principal. Por eso, para dar comienzo a este encuentro, yo voy a invitar al señor vicerrector de la universidad, profesor Gary Smith, para que nos acompañe con alguna reflexión.
To begin this ceremony, Professor Gary Smith, Vice Chancellor of the University, will take the floor.
Your Excellency, President of the Republic of Uruguay, Mr. Tabaré Vázquez, State Ministers, Australian Ambassador to Uruguay, Mr. Noel Campbell, distinguished guests from academic institutions, ANI and industry, former Ambassador to Australia, Dr. Ricardo Varela, a special acknowledgement for his support and guidance during our engagement and relationship with Uruguay, one and all. It's a great pleasure to be here representing Deakin University on this very special occasion. The Deakin Honorary Doctorate is granted on merit to Professor Vázquez in recognition of the importance he has placed on human development as a holistic concept, especially in the areas of education and health. We must mention various achievements. The One Laptop Per Child program launch, an initiative known as Plan Cebal, the strong support for ANI, the National Agency for Research and Innovation, and its extraordinary contribution to education and scientific research. The measures taken to turn Uruguay into one of the highest producers of renewable energy in the world, the National Home Care Scheme for the elderly and disabled, and the noteworthy safeguarding of public health, most clearly demonstrated by the commitment to combat tobacco and alcohol consumption. In relation to the latter, in an address to the World Health Organization in September 2018 in New York, President Vasquez stated, quote, in English, "Our leadership in the health strategy is founded on a legal framework developed from 2006 onwards. Actions and measures developed with political and social consensus and ongoing information, education and promotion," end quote. Uruguay and Australia, despite distinct colonial histories, have followed parallel development paths since the mid-19th century. Both countries have relied strongly on European migration, and both have embraced democratic values, the rule of law, freedom of the press, and a formal public system to peacefully manage national affairs. As societies underpinned by those values, each has emphasised the right of every individual to access education, as well as health and housing, to achieve a quality of life for all. Furthermore, both nations were at the forefront of delivering labour rights in the form of the 8-hour workday, while being amongst the first in the world to afford women the right to vote and the right to stand for parliament. The first newspaper published in Spanish and English was the Southern Star in 1807. The political and social effects of the unwanted British government presence in these lands were among the causes of the independence revolutions in Uruguay and Argentina shortly after. Australia's traditional owners settled the vast continent more than 40,000 years ago, but in terms of European settlement and the formation of a modern state, ours is a comparatively young country when compared to Uruguay. For example, settlers only founded Melbourne in 1835, 5 years after your first constitution. Deakin University, established in 1974, is quite young compared with UDALA in 1848, and in our country, the University of Sydney, 1850, the University of Melbourne, 1853. But notwithstanding Deakin's short history, we have reached some important landmarks. Deakin is currently in the top 200 universities globally and in the top 50 of the young universities globally. With 60,000 students, about one in four comes from overseas, from China, India, Indonesia, and 60 other countries. We have substantially increased our research and publication output across many fields of knowledge. The turbulent, complex and uncertain world of today dictates education as both essential and global. Countries which enjoy sound international education connections also benefit most from research, culture and diversity. Understanding other people's cultures is a key ingredient for peaceful social and economic development, as we all know. So it should not surprise you we're here today. Deakin Chancellor Professor Jane Den Hollander visited Brazil, Chile and Uruguay in 2016. She was struck by the similarities of our two countries in terms of culture, education and way of life, and not to mention the natural beauty of your coasts and towns. So Deakin's interest and commitment to Uruguay has since strengthened quickly. As mentioned, we have signed a collaboration agreement with ANI and with the Ministry of Livestock, Agriculture and Fisheries, followed by a complementary collaboration agreement with ANI. There are many scholarships each year for students to study a Master of Sustainable Regional Development. We have simultaneously signed agreements with the four universities represented here today. I think we now have 14 Uruguayan students studying at Masters or PhD programs at Deakin University. A Uruguayan student was recently awarded a prestigious Deakin Vice Chancellor's Research PhD Scholarship. Deakin is a member and supporter of the Australian Studies Centre, and we have collaboratively established our first regional office here in Uruguay. It's our regional office for Latin America, and we have appointed a full-time regional director for Latin America. Together with Ort University, we are also developing a comparative study between Uruguay and the state of Victoria on primary and secondary education. We have submitted two innovative projects to Innovagro, jointly with UDALA and ORT, and Dinamarchi of the Ministry of Industry, Energy and Mining. So Where does the future lie for Deakin in Uruguay? Ideally, we envisaged increased research activities here in Uruguay and partnerships with your country's industry and entrepreneurs to foster and implement innovation. There are many possibilities we can explore in the coming months. The foundations for a long, fruitful and lasting educational collaboration with Uruguay have already been established. Now, to face the bulls, it's the same, I think here. Come to the end of this commentary. Education, teaching, learning and research are the mission of the university. In the words of Nelson Mandela, education is the most powerful instrument we can use to change the world. So it's in that very spirit of change that we would like to invite the President of the Republic of Uruguay, Dr. Tabaré Vázquez, to come forward to be awarded his honorary doctorate from the university.
Bueno, en este momento el vicerrector de la Universidad de Deakin va a proceder obviamente a investir a continuación al presidente de la República con la banda y el certificado doctoral.
The Vice Chancellor of Deakin University will now bestow on the President of Uruguay the sash and the doctoral certificate.
Muy bien, con esta distinción, ahora sí es momento de invitar, obviamente, a compartir algunas reflexiones y la palabra del presidente de la República Oriental del Uruguay, doctor Tabaré Vázquez, y además, doctor honoris causa. Estamos celebrando hoy de la Universidad de Deakin. Señor presidente.
The president of Uruguay, now doctor honoris causa of Deakin University, Dr. Tabaré Vázquez will take the floor. In your folders you may find the English version of the speech.
Muy buenos días para todas y todos ustedes. Lo primero es lo primero y lo primero es agradecer a las autoridades de la prestigiosa Universidad Deakin por esta nominación que mucho me honra. No translation.
Tiene la lectura en la carpeta.
Pero esto no estaba... Well, firstly, I have the honor to accept this distinction. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Y ahora voy de la carpeta, entonces. Esto lo voy a decir en español porque quiero agradecer a todos ustedes la presencia en este acto que es tan importante para mí, la presencia de todos ustedes, y destacar la presencia de autoridades de la Universidad de la República y de universidades privadas de nuestro país, ORT, que están aquí presentes y que las autoridades de la Universidad Deakin han solicitado muy especialmente la presencia de ellos porque quieren, en oportunidad de este encuentro, tener un contacto mucho más estrecho a efectos de profundizar aún más las excelentes relaciones de cooperación que existen entre estas instituciones educativas.
We would like to thank you all for your presence, for the presence of authorities of different universities in Uruguay, because Deakin University authorities would like to strengthen the links with these institutions.
Amigas y amigos, admitamos que este acto, por su forma y contenido, es bastante peculiar.
Act, due to its content, it's a bit particular, we have to admit.
En efecto, no es común que un doctorado honoris causa se entregue a domicilio.
So, it is not very common for a doctor honoris causa certificate to be delivered at home.
Pero en este caso, la benevolencia de las autoridades de la Universidad Deakin,
but in this case, due to the kindness of the authorities of Deakin University,
lleva este nombre la universidad en homenaje a Alfred Deakin, que fuera un destacado periodista, político y 3 veces primer ministro de Australia.
And this name is in honor to a very outstanding member of the Australian community.
Pero en este caso, la universidad ha superado los obstáculos de distancia geográfica entre Australia y Uruguay y las limitaciones de nuestra agenda.
But in this case, your kindness of the authorities of the University of Deakin has exceeded obstacles of distance between Australia and Uruguay and the limitations of our agendas.
Bienvenidos a Uruguay, señoras y señores integrantes de la distinguida delegación que representa la Universidad Deakin en este acto.
We welcome the members of the delegation of Deakin University here with us today.
Deseamos que en Uruguay se sientan como en casa.
We hope that in Uruguay you will feel at home.
Pues eso es este país, una casa de gente sencilla y hospitalaria. Honrando esta forma de ser, es que hemos puesto a la disposición de la universidad este edificio, propiedad de todos los uruguayos y uruguayas, para que podamos desarrollar esta ceremonia que tanto nos enorgullece.
Because this is what this country is about. It is the home of simple and hospitable people, and we honor this way of being. This is why we have put this building at your disposal.
Damos también la bienvenida a esta Casa de la Presidencia de la República, a los invitados de la Universidad de Deakin, a las autoridades del Gobierno de Australia, autoridades nacionales y amigos que hoy nos acompañan.
We also welcome today the guests of the University of Deakin, the authorities of the Government of Australia that are with us today.
Señoras y señores, tampoco es usual que una universidad tan joven otorgue doctorado honoris causa a alguien que ya tiene edad provecta en el sentido literal de la expresión.
It is also not very usual for a such young university to grant this distinction to someone who is more advanced in age.
Edad provecta, términos etimológicos, quiere decir edad probada y provista de experiencia. En mi caso, una larga experiencia.
This term means an age that provides us with experience, so this is my case as well.
Me voy a explicar. En el año 1974, cuando se fundó la Universidad Deakin, yo llevaba ya 5 años de ejercicio profesional de la medicina.
In year 1974, when Deakin University was founded, I had been practicing medicine for 5 years and as a radiotherapy specialist for 2 years.
Y 2 como especialista en radioterapia y oncología. 44 años y muchas cosas han pasado desde entonces. Permítanme mencionar una de ellas. Según los principales rankings internacionales en materia universitaria correspondientes a los años 2016 y 2017, la Universidad Deakin se ubica entre las 200 mejores universidades del mundo y entre las 50 mejores universidades jóvenes. Y ello no es casualidad, sino consecuencia de la inteligencia y la voluntad de mucha gente.
44 years and many things have happened since then. Let me mention one of them. According to the main international university rankings for 2016 and 2017, Deakin University is ranked among the top 300 universities and among the 50 best young universities in the world. This is not a coincidence, but as a consequence of the intelligence and will of many people.
Y nuevamente, gracias. Es una honra adicional ser reconocido por una institución tan joven, calificada e innovadora.
To all of them, congratulations and many thanks. It is an additional honor to be recognized by such a young, qualified and innovative institution.
Amigas y amigos, más allá de las peculiaridades a las que he referido, yo me siento honrado y emocionado por este título que ahora recibo y agradezco en lo que el mismo tiene de aprecio a mi persona y sobre todo, de reconocimiento al Uruguay, el país en cuyo sistema de educación pública me formé personal y profesionalmente.
In addition to the peculiarities I have referred to, I feel honored and moved by this distinction that I am now receiving and so grateful for, not only for the appreciation it conveys to me personally, but also, and most importantly, for the recognition to Uruguay the country which provided the public education system, where I received both my personal and professional training.
Y es en esa condición inseparable de médico y ciudadano que me comprometo a honrar el título que hoy recibo.
And it is in that inseparable capacity of doctor and citizen that I commit myself to honor this title that I received today.
Porque los títulos, más que un diploma o una medalla que marcan un punto de llegada, son un estímulo para seguir adelante en lo que motivó dicho reconocimiento.
Because a title, more than a diploma or a medal that marks a point of arrival, is an encouragement to continue moving forward in that direction.
Voy a decir una frase de nuestro querido Juan Carlos Onetti. Me premiaron por escribir, no por hablar, argumentó Juan Carlos Onetti para justificar su negativa a pronunciar un discurso en el acto en el que la Academia Nacional de Letras le entregaría el Premio Nacional de Literatura correspondiente al bienio 1959-1960.
I will now quote our dear Juan Carlos Onetti. I have been awarded for writing, not for speaking, argued writer Juan Carlos Onetti to justify his refusal to deliver a speech at the ceremony in which he would be granted the National Literature Prize for the biennium 1959-1960 by the National Academy of Letters.
Sin llegar al extremismo de don Juan Carlos, quiero decirles que no encuentro otra forma de corresponder a este generoso reconocimiento que no sea seguir al rumbo que emprendí hace ya muchos años.
Without getting to the extremism of Don Juan Carlos, I would like to tell you that I cannot find a better way to honor this generous recognition other than pursuing the path I started many years ago.
Y realmente siento que no tengo otra opción, pues si bien ya es tarde para volver a empezar, hay aún algunas importantes tareas en curso.
I feel that I have no other option, since even though it is too late to start over again, there is still much to be done.
Entre ellas, una que comparto con ustedes por vocación y formación profesional, pero que también asumo desde mi condición de ciudadano a quien sus semejantes le han confiado y lo han honrado con responsabilidades políticas institucionales.
Among other things, one that I share with you, due to my vocation and professional training, but that I also assume in my capacity as a citizen to whom his peers have entrusted with political and institutional responsibilities, is the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases.
Como dijo la señora, la prevención y el control de las enfermedades no transmisibles. Todos los aquí presentes sabemos a qué nos referimos cuando hablamos de enfermedades no transmisibles. También sabemos de sus dimensiones epidemiológicas.
Everyone here knows what we mean when we talk about non-communicable diseases. We are also aware of their epidemiological dimensions.
De sus factores de riesgo, de sus impactos demográficos y sociales, de sus costos económicos y en términos de desarrollo colectivo y bienestar individual. En fin, no hay mucho más que decir al respecto.
Their risk factors, their demographic and social impact, economic costs and their implications in terms of collective development and individual well-being. Well, there is not much more to be said about it.
Sin embargo, y tal como fue enfáticamente planteado en la tercera reunión de alto nivel de la Asamblea General de las Naciones Unidas sobre la prevención y el control de las enfermedades no transmisibles realizada en el último septiembre, ahora es tiempo de actuar.
However, and as it was emphatically stated at the third high-level meeting of the United Nations General Assembly on the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases held in September, now is the time to act.
Las enfermedades no transmisibles no son una erupción cutánea leve y pasajera que se alivia aplicando una pomada.
Non-communicable diseases are not a mild, transient skin rash that is relieved by applying an ointment.
Por el contrario, como bien la define la OMS, son una alteración o desviación del estado fisiológico de una o varias partes del cuerpo por causas en general conocidas, manifestadas por síntomas y signos característicos y cuya evolución es más o menos previsible.
On the contrary, as well defined by the World Health Organization, they are an alteration or deviation of the physiological state in one or several parts of the body for causes generally known, manifested by characteristic symptoms and signs, and whose evolution is more or less predictable.
Pero también son, y esto creo que es lo más importante, una manifestación de la multiplicidad de factores sociales, económicos y culturales que hacen a la conformación y funcionamiento de la sociedad de nuestros días.
But they are also, and I think this is the most important thing, a manifestation of multiple social, economic, and cultural factors that make up the conformation and functioning of society.
Por tal razón, el combate a las mismas no es tarea de médicos solamente, es tarea de toda la sociedad. Pero las expectativas de esa tarea están directamente vinculadas a la calidad de nuestra sociedad, a la solidez de su estructura institucional, a su funcionamiento democrático, a su protagonismo ciudadano, a la prosperidad de todos y al bienestar de cada uno.
For this reason, the fight against these diseases is not the task of doctors only. It is a responsibility of the society as a whole. Expectations of such responsibility are directly linked to the quality of society, to its soundness and institutional structure, its democratic functioning, the prominence of its citizenship, the prosperity and the well-being of each and everybody.
Así se titula precisamente el documento que en nombre de la Comisión Independiente, creada a instancias del director de la Organización Mundial de la Salud, tuve el honor y la responsabilidad de presentar en dicha reunión que concluyó con el compromiso de los jefes de Estado.
This is precisely the title of the document which, on behalf of the Independent Commission created at the request of the Director of the World Health Organization, I had the honor and responsibility to introduce at the meeting that concluded with the commitment of the attending heads of state and government.
Para promover 13 nuevas medidas de combatir las enfermedades no transmisibles y promover la salud y el bienestar de las personas.
To include 13 new measures to fight against non-communicable diseases and to promote the health and well-being of people.
Además, se acordó basar esta acción en una legislación sólida y en medidas fiscales para proteger a las personas del tabaco, los alimentos insanos y otros productos nocivos mediante medidas como la limitación de la publicidad de las bebidas alcohólicas, la prohibición de fumar tabaco en determinados espacios y los impuestos a las bebidas azucaradas.
In addition, the parties agreed to base this action on a solid legislation and fiscal measures to protect people from tobacco, unhealthy foods, and other harmful products through measures such as limiting the advertising of alcoholic beverages, the prohibition of smoking tobacco in enclosed spaces, and taxes on sugary drinks.
El compromiso incluye la aplicación de una serie de políticas recomendadas por la OMS para prevenir y tratar las enfermedades no transmisibles.
The commitment includes the application of a series of WHO recommended policies to prevent and treat non-communicable diseases.
Que abarcan campañas de educación y concienciación pública para promover estilos de vida saludables.
Including education and public awareness campaigns to promote healthy lifestyles.
La vacunación contra la infección por los virus del papiloma humano a fin de prevenir el cáncer de cuello uterino y el tratamiento de la hipertensión arterial y la diabetes.
Immunization against human papillomavirus infection in order to prevent cervical cancer and the treatment of high blood pressure and diabetes.
La OMS estima que aplicar todas estas políticas conducirá a un crecimiento económico equivalente a 350 mil millones de dólares en países de ingresos medianos y bajos de aquí a 2030.
The WHO estimates that implementing all these policies will lead to an economic growth equivalent to $350 billion in low and middle-income countries by 2030.
Otros compromisos adquiridos consisten en poner freno a la obesidad infantil, promover la actividad física regular, reducir la contaminación del aire y mejorar la salud y el bienestar mentales.
Other commitments made include curbing child obesity, promoting regular physical activity, reducing air pollution, and improving mental health and well-being.
Pero fundamentalmente, para reducir en un tercio la morbi mortalidad por estas enfermedades.
But mainly to reduce morbidity and mortality in a third in these conditions.
Amigas y amigos, disculpen la extensa referencia a los compromisos asumidos en la reciente reunión de ONU sobre prevención y control de estas enfermedades.
Dear friends, we apologize for the extensive reference to the commitments made at the recent UN meeting on prevention and control of non-communicable diseases.
Pero la hice por dos razones fundamentales.
I did so for two essential reasons.
Primero, porque la ONU es el foro más amplio y representativo que hoy tiene la humanidad.
First, because the UN is the broadest and most representative forum that humanity has today.
Segundo, porque los compromisos se asumen para cumplirlos.
Second, because commitments are assumed to honor them.
Y así como la humanidad somos todos, y su presente en nuestra hora de la verdad.
And just as humanity is made by all of us, and present is our hour of truth.
Quienes tenemos que cumplir tales compromisos somos nosotros.
We are the ones that have to honor these commitments.
Cada quien desde su respectiva condición y todos en esa hermosa condición ciudadana que nos hace iguales en derechos y responsabilidades.
Each one of us from our respective condition and everyone from that beautiful citizen condition that makes us equal in rights and responsibilities.
Y cumplir con esos compromisos será también una forma de honrar este doctorado honoris causa que hoy recibo de la Universidad Deakin en nombre de todo el pueblo uruguayo.
To honor these commitments, which will also be a way of honoring this distinction of Doctor Honoris Causa that I received today from Deakin University.
Sabemos que podemos contar con la Universidad Deakin, como ustedes sepan que pueden contar con nosotros. Muchas gracias.
We know that we can count on your university, and you should know that you can count on us as well. Thank you.
Muy bien, una vez más el aplauso para el señor Presidente de la República, los representantes de la Universidad de Deakin en este reconocimiento de particular importancia.
We thank you for your presence. This concludes this ceremony.
Muy bien, finalizando el encuentro, agradecemos la presencia de las autoridades, los distinguidos invitados que nos han acompañado a este reconocimiento al señor Presidente de la República. Gracias por acompañarnos.
Many thanks to all. This concludes this ceremony. Thank you for your presence.